Hey, we're here with a Castle Country Focus interview. Today we have State Representative Christine Watkins. Christine, thank you for taking the time out of your day to come sit down with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, jumping right into things, looking at your platform for re-election, cite several key issues, and I just kind of want to focus on each one and see why you're really emphasizing these. So the first one that you cited is rural economic development.
Well, you know, in our area, very specifically, we're struggling with our economic development, and we've been working really hard to find the money to update our infrastructure so that these bigger manufacturing companies can come in. I ran a bill last session that changed the wording in the law that will allow biofuel refinery to be built anywhere in rural Utah. And we have one that wants to come here in Carbon County, but the law said they could make all the biodiesel fuel they wanted, but they couldn't sell it. Oh, well, that didn't make any sense. So we changed the law. And it was one of my bills that passed through the legislature 100% unanimous. So that was great for our area and any other place. So what we're trying to do is keep our power plants going. We're trying to keep our oil and gas companies in the Uinta Basin going. And of course, we're trying to add more manufacturing because we have the land, we have water, we have good people, and we want to build our tax base so that all the money that a lot of us are paying on taxes, we can get some help from those kind of companies.
Another key issue that you've cited is public education. Can you kind of walk us through why that's so important to you?
Well, I come from education. I mean, not only was I educated by public education, my parents were public education teachers, and that's what I was. And actually, both my husbands were public education teachers. And in Emory County, I was Mrs. Stuckey. So I taught elementary for, 20 years, and 1 year at Cleveland Elementary and 19 years at Castledale Elementary, which I loved my experience and I loved my students. And I believe public education is vital to our economy because we need people well-educated. Now, we've had some changes with public education. We're now allowing people to make a choice as to what they want. And times have really changed. And so for some people, public education, the way it is, doesn't really fit for their child for a variety of reasons. So we have allowed that to happen. And for me, I love public education, but I love education, period. We need a well-educated workforce.
Another one of those issues that you bring up in your platform is keeping oil, gas, and coal alive for rural Utah. Can you kind of speak on why that is important to you?
Well, for many years, and right now, it's part of our economy, the good part of our economy. And we have people who are working in the power plants, working in the coal mines, working with the oil and gas. They know what they're doing. They're good paying jobs with benefits. And they're keeping our families here. We need to keep families here. We need to attract more families. Plus, with especially our coal, it gives us the dispatchable energy that we really need. Now, we have a lot of people out in the world who don't understand that term, dispatchable. They just think, oh, clean energy. Well, the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need that steady force of energy that can go out into the lines, push that other energy out and into people's homes and in their businesses. But we are truly vital, not only to our own economy, but for the power that everyone is so hungry for.
And then the last of these major issues that you cite on your website is agriculture. Now, why is this such a big part of your platform?
Well, I grew up on a farm, on a dairy farm. I tell everybody I'm not a cowgirl, I'm a farm girl. And I grew up milking cows. We lived by my grandpa, and he owned hundreds and hundreds of acres. So he grew wheat, he grew hay. So we were out there moving sprinkler pipe. I thinned and hoed sugar beets. This was up in Lewiston, Utah, where they had a sugar factory. They don't have it anymore. And so I grew up working really hard and appreciating that work and what we got from the farms. Now, most of it down here is hay, but we need that hay for cattle, for people who have horses, and it's a huge industry for us. A lot of people think that we can just put houses everywhere and do away with all that kind of stuff. And we shouldn't. We need that farmland. And so I had the Utah Farm Bureau in Roosevelt come to me and ask me to run the bill on the right to farm, because we have a lot of people that think we don't have a right to do that. And so we need to stand up, just as we have in a lot of areas, and say, you cannot come and stop this type of production or lifestyle.
Moving on, kind of looking at your experience, before you became a legislator, you had a bachelor's and a master's in education, and you've worked as an educator and worked for the Utah Education Association. How do you kind of feel that these experiences prepare you to serve in the state legislature?
Well, I started out my very first year in teaching. I was teaching at Cleveland Elementary. I joined the UEA Association, actually became very involved in it. And years down the road, I became the Emory Education Association president, and we would go up to the legislature to lobby for teachers, because it's the legislature that pays the salaries for teachers. And I watched that, and then had the opportunity to become what we call a UNISERV director with UEA, and I worked with our four counties, Carbon, Emory, Grand, and San Juan. And then when we became too small, I went from Carbon to Nebo, Provo, and Alpine school districts. So I've had experience with small districts and large ones, but we had a lot of training, arbitration, collaboration, all these things that can really help you work with people. And so I took all of that training that I had, and I've been using it in the legislature, and I think it has helped me become the successful legislator that I am.
Your campaign slogan for your reelection is "We Are Rural Utah." Can you kind of explain the meaning behind that and what it means to you to be representing rural Utah?
Well, it's become a part of me all of the years that I've lived in Emory and Carbon County, because we are rural Utah and we're proud of it and we love what we do. And we get a little angry when people from the big cities try to tell us what we should be doing and how we should be living. And so to me, it's a way of standing out, because if we want to force an issue, if we want to change something, it takes all of us in rural Utah. So to me, "We Are Rural Utah" means a lot. It means we're proud. It means we're smart, and we can get things done.
So yesterday on Facebook, you announced that you'd signed the term limits on Congress pledge. Can you explain to the public why this pledge is important, not just to you, but important to our system of government as a whole?
You know, it was a couple of years ago, they approached me and asked me if I would be willing to sign that. And I very willingly did, knowing that that was one of the issues I have with the federal government, is that it becomes like it's a lifelong appointment. And of course, we're the ones that keep putting them back in there. And so we also need to look at how we vote. But I think if we set up a fair term limit and then there's a turnover, then we bring in the fresh ideas and the fresh the perspectives from back home. They do things different than we do. As legislators in Utah, we come home. We go 7 weeks during the session. I come home on weekends, and then the rest of the time I'm home. I'm living with everybody and living with the laws that we pass. They pretty much stay there. They come home to do some campaigning, to meet a few people, but their lives are in that bubble that we call Washington, D.C. And so I think they have a tendency to forget what the real world is like. And so I'm not saying it has to be just 4 years or 6 years. I think they have enough to have enough time to really get in and accomplish some things. But I really think that for our federal government, there should be a term limit.
Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there any message you'd like to leave the voters with?
Well, I just want to say that I'm doing what I've always promised, and that is working hard for my constituents. I right now have 3 counties that I am serving, and I'm watching over them. I'm listening to people, talking to people, and working hard to meet the expectations and the needs and the wants of my constituents.
Well, thank you so much, Christine, for taking the time to come sit down with us. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this, stay tuned. Or you can go to castlecountryradio.com or listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for KOAL News, I'm Aiden Mortensen.